I was talking about my issues from going from Howard Road to Markhouse Road or to the George Monnet College, which if you're healthy and able, you'll be ridiculous to get a cab. But if you're carrying equipment, then you need to use these services. Using those services when it's taking 35 minutes for something that's actually a 10-minute walk. Reason why I mention it is not because it's my issue. The reason why I mention it is because for those who actually need it for the day-to-day things, for those people who are staple in the area, those who need to go shopping down the market, or those who need to travel through the area to pick up shopping, or those who are elderly, these things will then have a knock-on effect to their cab driver, because they can't afford to be sitting in traffic for 45 minutes to do a £4.50 job. This alone is going to cause a big issue for those who can afford to continue to stay in the area, because again, it's not just the shopping or the doctor's appointment, it's going to be the actual getting to these places and getting back from them, which is going to cause a huge issue. The roads again, TfL, buses, emergency services. If they can make as public the information how these free cabs, emergency services and TfL buses can also gain from such a scheme, other than Boris, because he's quite behind with pleasing people with the bike scheme and he doesn't really care, but he needs to hit his targets because he's probably coming out of office in as mayor. I'm open to hear it, but the sale for cyclists, the sale for the pollution, that's great. Everybody wants that, but the entire, you can't zoom in on the picture and sell that because people are buying the whole painting. You've heard quite publicly the cyclist's point of view, people who live in the village, their point of view. Everybody respects it, I appreciate it, and everybody will like that. But if that's only the feedback you're going to take on board, then the council for Walthamstow hasn't done this part, which is taking care of all its constituencies, them all in consideration, or give fair due process to do so, then before we even talk about the Mini Holland scheme, it should be thrown out the window or at least put on hold. But I'm skeptical because the council has a history of doing things anyway. I've spoken to local councillors about issues that affect the area. There's about 13 people who turn up, old, talking about bins blowing up at the bottom of their road and kids calling. So how come something so important for the area can't be promoted in the same way as Grillstock Festival, as a festival of sport? These things are amazing, amazing events, and they're one-off events. Everyone who's for is talking, is new to the area. It's not everyone. The majority and those who benefit from such a scheme are recent to the area. When I say recent to the area, I mean within the last 5-6 years. That's recent in schemes of life and being in the area and being part of the community. And a lot of those answers are my my family, my area. That's within the village. But everyone I've heard against it has said our, and our community, and our roads, and our traffic.
So, but when you say our, yeah, do you think it's because they're sort of joined in their hatred of cycling schemes, or do you think it's because they actually are uniting as a community? Because I often think that vehicles are quite antisocial and actually take away from the community experience.
Yes and no. When there's anything of this scale where it has to go to the council, there's always going to be two parties that are emotionally invested and they're going to hate each other. So that's why the last thing I was saying is we have to have faith in the process, in a legitimate process that's fair. Once those fair processes are highlighted and they can be championed by the whole community, hatred, no matter how much people have for or against, goes out the window, because we're then left with facts. A lot of people are complaining, the initial complaints, we didn't get our surveys on time, But how comes I can hear this just as loud, people saying they haven't received their surveys on time to get them, read them, submit them, but I've heard really loud that cycling organisations have. So, and also, did you hear that it was one survey per house? So you got to remember, you got people in houses who might have separate opinions. You might have houses that are split and people paying different rents. It's just been really great with how the process has been put across in the first place, and I think starting from that point where they can make it clear and accessible, the feedback from TfL, the all documents, because again, the council, you work for us, you might tell the people something that might change the cyclist's mind. You might tell us something that might change the people who are against its mind. But we're open to that, but you have to be fair and consistent. You can't do something knee-jerk, which is do something irregular that you don't normally do and expect us to not hold you to that for future cases. Again, that lets us know that Boris is in a slight rush to do some knee-jerk things to show that in some areas that pollution's gone down and there's more money coming, and there's more money coming to the area. So you insert Mini Holland. You have higher house rates because it's quieter streets, it's nearer underground station. That 750 average is going to turn into 850 next year. And quieter roads. You're going to have happier residents in that area. Even if for those people who it doesn't affect or don't care for or against, though a lot of people will be disappointed that they have a council that will deal with things in such a way. That's where bigger and more long-term issues are going to come.